From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Iraq, a number of hostages, including some once feared dead, have been released. At least four Egyptian telecom workers who were abducted last week were freed today. Separately, four aid workers, two Iraqis and two Italian women, have been handed over to the Red Cross. They were held captive for 3 weeks. At one point, a website claimed the women had been killed. The Italians were the first Western women to be taken hostage in Iraq. It was a national drama in the Italian press and also a blow to the anti-war movement to which the two women belong. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
Simona Pari and Simona Torretta appear to be in good condition. Footage of their release was broadcast on the Arabic TV channel Al Jazeera. Two smiling faces emerged as they removed the long black hoods in which their kidnappers had left them. News of the release of the two 29-year-olds was greeted as the end of a national nightmare. When Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi made the announcement before Parliament, he was greeted with loud applause.
Volta con un'immensa gioia. Sono in questo momento su un taxi, stanno entrando nell'aeroporto di Baghdad.
This has been a terrible incident which has anguished the entire country, he said. It has ended in a very positive manner, and I thank the opposition for its cooperation. Berlusconi revealed that negotiations had been underway but gave no further details. Foreign Minister Franco Frattini denied any ransom was paid and expressed appreciation for the help given by intelligence agencies of several Arab countries. Tomorrow, 15 severely ill Iraqi patients will fly from Baghdad to Rome, an operation that may be linked to the release of the two Simonas. The two women work for an NGO called A Bridge to Baghdad, active in Iraq since the end of the first Gulf War in 1991. Two different groups had claimed responsibility for the abduction, demanding an Italian troop pull out from Iraq and the release of all women Iraqi prisoners. The two Simonas were openly anti-war and opposed to the presence of Western troops, including Italians, in Iraq. Their kidnapping therefore stunned the anti-war movement in Italy, many of whose members refused to believe that Iraqi insurgents could target Westerners sympathetic to their cause. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.